The Executive Chair on News Talk.
And I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair, Rory King. He's the founder of the very inventive Rory's Travel Club. Rory, you're very welcome to the programme.
Brilliant, great to be here.
Now, we're going to talk about the Travel Club in a minute, and how, but we want to bring you maybe on a journey to that. You grew up in Downpatrick in County Down. Sports science, I think, was your original interest. You wanted to be a PE teacher.
Yep.
But a trip to Fiji might have changed all that.
Yeah, exactly. So, like a lot of young lads growing up, I probably cared more about kicking a football than my grades at school. Probably to the dismay of my parents. I was very lucky. I played underage football with County Down. I played soccer with Glentoran.
Right.
And that's all I loved. Any time I had, I was kicking a football. It wasn't looking at books, which isn't a bad thing. And like a lot of young lads, probably my goal... a lot of young lads into sport. My goal at that stage was to become a PE teacher. Kind of made sense. Went and studied sports science. But every year while I was at university, I did a bit of travelling. And you're right in terms of I went to Fiji and volunteered for a summer. And that probably changed my perspective. And that gave me kind of the urge and the itch to do a bit of travel and see the world. And after probably 10 years of travelling the world, I'm now here the last 5 years in Ireland. I've set up this business and...
And as I say, we'll come to that in a second, but, you know, so the trip to Fiji, you were volunteering out there, you said, travel is going to be a big part of what I do. You found your way into the drinks industry, as I understand it. You worked with that brand, that great brand, from the northern part of this country. I'm never sure where it's actually made, but Cool Swan. And that brought you to six or seven countries across the world. So what was your actual job there?
Exactly. So it's funny. So I went from studying sports science to selling alcohol, these things happen, but really amazing opportunity to work for an Irish brand and to represent them on a global scale. So I was working in sales initially. They had sent me to the UK. I must have done a decent job because I ended up working for them in New York, New Zealand, Canada, Denmark,
A
lot of other places. But incredible company that I learned so much from. And I suppose the experience I got working around the world with sales reps and sales managers and business owners probably shaped the businessman I am today.
Yeah. And I suppose while you were working with Cool Swan, you were in another country in your downtime. Did you explore? Did you travel within America, say, when you were in New York? And
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think... I was very fortunate to work for an incredible brand and to get to see the world at the same time, which is probably a lot of young people's dreams. So really, really thankful, and I'll forever be grateful for the opportunity they'd give me.
Now, like a lot of, like some entrepreneurs, your business in Rory's Travel Club started by working part-time, which I think is always interesting because often the big decision for an entrepreneur is, when do I make this my full-time job? So you started, as I understand it, around 2018, you had a light bulb moment. What was that?
Yeah, so essentially I worked for a French company. I spent 3 or 4 months with a French company based in Talbot Street. I was headhunted to be part of kind of their launch into the Irish market. My job at that time was to sign up Irish hotels to their platform, and these guys were taking 30% commission. And when I was making those calls, as an Irish person that likes to travel and visit a lot of these hotels, I was sitting thinking, surely there's a way that local people can book these hotels at 30% less, that as opposed to the commission going to my employers at the time. So that was the light bulb moment. I didn't actually do anything for the best part of 2 years because I went back to Cool Swan. I had an incredible job, incredible life for them. But in 2019, I set up a Facebook page one Sunday, and I didn't really, I had no business plan. There was no massive plan to make it a business, but I did see a massive issue in terms of, obviously, I'm sure they spoke many times in News Talk about the price of staycations here in Ireland and the price of travel in general. And if I can make that slightly cheaper and inspire people and save people money, that was kind of my light bulb moment and what we're now doing on a
massive. Okay, so that we understand the business then, it's subscription based.
Exactly.
You pay, I think it's €12, and that gives you, you're part of this club, which is Rory's Travel Club. And then the beneficiary then out of that will get, you then will allow access. So you're, in other words, you're saying that your 12 euro, I'd say, could be made back fairly quickly, on one staycation or vacation or one trip abroad because of the value that you can create for your subscribers.
That's exactly it. So a lot of these companies that we all know and we've all booked hotels or booked travel through, a lot of them work on a commission model, which is anything from 10 to 30, 40% in commission. So what we're doing is we charge a small annual fee of 12 euro a year. We take out the commission and we often negotiate prices even higher than the 30, 40, 50% off. So as you say, our model is very simple. You book one trip a year. We promote over 1,000 trips a year. You book one of them and your quid's in, you're going to save a lot more than the 12 euro.
And it's important to understand, as I understand it, you don't pay the end hotels, or you're not paying them commission.
Exactly. And we're not taking a commission or a fee off them, which enables us to get the best possible price.
Okay. Now, you've sort of bootstrapped this business, Rory. You haven't taken in investment. I think you've been profitable from day one. Incremental steps. You now have, 250,000 odd subscribers. You've got a huge online presence. How many followers have you?
Yeah, you're looking online. You're looking at 700,000 or 800,000 followers. But in terms of customers, I heard a stat recently. It's 1 in 37 people on the island of Ireland is a customer of ours already.
Good man. And what's the long term aspiration for this business? I know I read somewhere that you're looking for 1 million members, and that's your current ambition. But it might even grow further than that.
Yeah, and it's funny, whenever I set this up, I often said if I can get 5,000 customers, it was actually more, I would therefore be earning more money than I was earning in my previous job and doing something I love that's actually benefiting people. So to say a million members, it's obviously far from what I came from. It's a long way from kind of what we started with, but realistically, I know I will get 1 million customers. We're now up to, we've 22 full-time staff. We're just about to launch into England. We have actually taken on investment over the last 3 months, which actually will enable us to go global. So the 1 million customers is going to happen. We're going to get there. The reason being is the more members we get, the better deals we can negotiate, which is going to get us more members, which is going to...
It's the continuous circle of feeding itself. The London Review, the London launch, or the UK launch that you mentioned just now, how do you get into a new market like that? What do you have to do to get yourself ready for that?
Yeah, I suppose a big part of our strategy for London, for the UK, is we're going to give away X amount of free memberships. So people are using the service, benefiting, and we know we're going to add that much value. They're going to pay us year two. So we've already contracted some massive corporates in the UK with 20, 30,000 staff who are going to offer it as a perk to their staff. Here in Ireland, there's over 200 corporates have actually paid for our membership for their staff. So in the UK, we're looking at probably getting up to about 200,000 members before we properly launch on the 1st of May.
Wow. So that'll be bigger than the Irish market in a matter of months.
Well, that's the plan. And I think, obviously, with the investment we've recently taken on, we have an amazing team working on the Irish market. But the investment has really enabled us to go and get some rock stars, some incredible people with industry knowledge. We've took 3 people from different competitors. We've taken them. They've actually came and applied because they see the vision. They see what we're going to do. And it's something that they want to be part of, which is incredible. And yeah, I think it's our goal now is to become a global brand. We have the funding, we have the infrastructure, and each day we strive to get better, even 1, 2, 3% a day.
All right. Well, look, it's a great business. And you know what? What I love about it is the simplicity of the model. It's not complicated. It does what it says. And I think it's a refreshingly honest business that's definitely already, we can see, it's going places, and indeed, the future looks bright. In fact, so bright, Rory, that you may have to wear shades.
Yeah, I know it's exciting, and I always want to make clear, we want our customers to win more than we want to win ourselves, which is the most important thing. In terms of the more value we can add to our customers, the happier they're going to be, and the 12 euro we get is a byproduct of the whole thing.
All right, well, Rory King of Rory's Travel Club, thanks for joining us.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.